Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. A clutter coach and professional organizer, Julie also offers tips to help you get clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Today's show is sponsored by My Wardrobe Genius. My Wardrobe Genius is an easy, affordable way to organize clothes in your closet and make the clothing you want to wear easy to find in an organized closet when you want it. It means feeling good about what you select from your closet to wear each day. For more information, please visit AllSetSolutions.com. How many times have you complained about not having enough time in the day? Do you wonder where your time goes? Do you wonder how you're getting stuck or what seems to suck the most time out of your day? Today we're going to be talking about time management tips. Audrey Cupo started her business, A Better Space, in 2004 because she discovered her passion for helping others get organized once and for all. She specializes in residential organizing and loves working with busy moms and women with home-based businesses, eliminate the clutter, put in simple systems that work, and get organized once and for all. Her business includes public speaking, writing, and teaching. She has been published in several books, including The Ultimate Guide for Professional Organizers and The Parent's Guide to Uncluttering Your Home. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you.
We're so excited because so many of us get stuck. What are the most common ways you have found that people get stuck when it comes to managing their time?
Well, first of all, there's 24 hours a day, and there's 7 days in a week. And we all get the same amount of time. It's really what we do with it that counts. So people tend to get stuck when it comes to managing their time because they overschedule themselves. And the world has become such a very fast-paced life. We're under a lot of pressure to get it all done. And we're distracted more easily than we ever have been before. Social media, we get our kids involved in activities, and before you know it, we forget all about the small but powerful word, no. So these days, people are trying to juggle more and more, and women especially are juggling their responsibilities in their home, in the workplace, and with their families. And people get stuck because they overbook themselves. And they don't get it all done, and then they beat themselves up over it. So I mentioned that little but powerful word, no. And we tend to feel bad when we want to say no to something that we just don't have the time to do, or perhaps we just don't want to do it. So we need to learn how to use that word more often to free up some time for ourselves and not feel bad about it. We can control how we manage our time.
I love that. I think that's so powerful to say no. So that's an excellent place to start. So that's one of the things we can do right off the bat, learn how to say no. What other good skills do people use that have very good time management?
Well, the most important skill is to learn to prioritize. You want to create a list of things to do and pick out the most important for that day. You want to pick out a few things to get done. You don't want to overdo it. Don't overschedule. Your priority list can actually change from day to day or even hour by hour, depending on what your particular situation is. So using a weekly planner is really a good idea. It helps you look ahead to the next week. It helps you block off firm appointments, like let's say going to school or work. And then what you do is you plan around it and accomplish your goals for the week based on that. Now, larger projects are going to take more time to block off, to accomplish. So we tend to need to look further ahead in order to complete the task. And you want to be aware of how long something's going to take as well so that you can schedule it accordingly. And don't forget to block out some time for leisure. Everybody's go, go, go all the time, but blocks of time are just as important. So for me, another skill to help with good time management is to cushion your time. If you've got an appointment at 10 o'clock and you need to be somewhere at 11 o'clock across town, give yourself some time cushion the appointments so that you can avoid running late. When I schedule an appointment for myself, I make sure that I cushion my time in between those appointments so that I'm not running late. And that actually helps eliminate a lot of stress.
Fantastic. Now let's talk about the fun subject of procrastination. Why do we procrastinate? And what thoughts do you have for the procrastinators to help them get unstuck?
Well, people tend to procrastinate for various reasons. They're feeling overwhelmed. It's just not important to them. There's distraction. They're feeling underqualified. Or they just don't like having to do something. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, break it down into those manageable steps. If it's still too overwhelming, then break it down again. And you're going to be much more productive taking those smaller steps than trying to do everything all at the same time. Are you being realistic? If the items keep showing up on your to-do list repeatedly, day after day, it just might not be that important to you. And you should ask yourself this question. Is it your goal? Or is it someone else's goal? Determine if it's something that you want to do for yourself, or if you want to perhaps delegate it to someone else, or just not do it at all. Are you distracted? You want to set aside specific time to accomplish a task. Go somewhere quiet if you need to. Avoid the interruptions from your children, the television, the phone, social media, on your computer. Ask yourself what is causing you to be distracted, and then make the necessary changes to eliminate it. You might not be tackling a project or a task because you don't know how to do it to begin with, and you don't think you could do it correctly, so you avoid it. But here's the thing. You can't be afraid to ask for help. If need be, do some research, take a class, hire a professional to show you how to do it, or actually have someone else do it for you. In most cases, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to get done. So perhaps it's that you don't like what you have to do to begin with. Here's an idea. You can swap the task out with someone else, or find a more enjoyable way to get the job done. So, you know, if you're doing a task that's kind of mundane and boring, like maybe filing, well, I turn on some music, and that helps me get through my task, and before I know it, it's done. So those are my tips.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned delegating. I know that that makes me nervous. And so I'm betting that I'm not the only person out there, the thought of delegating all my work that I have to do to someone. So what prevents people like me from delegating, and how do you help people get past their blocks?
Well, delegating can actually be a great solution for freeing up some time. People tend not to delegate their responsibilities for various reasons. They don't want to have to ask someone to do something for them. It feels like a sign of weakness. They believe that no one else can do it as good as they can do it, and that's the perfectionist. And then they want to be superwoman, perhaps, and say, I did it all myself. So, again, we only have so many hours in the day, and we have so much that we want to accomplish. If you're running yourself ragged trying to get everything done, then you need to make some of those changes. And delegation actually involves trust and imperfection. So the important thing to remember is that whatever you delegate is going to be done, maybe getting one less thing off your to-do plate. Okay? It doesn't need to be perfect in order to get the job done, and it's not a sign of weakness. And it's a great time management tool as well, because it does reduce your stress. So here's my advice to you. Start by making a list of the things you want to accomplish first. And then make a separate list of the people that you can delegate to. It could be your spouse, your kids, your other family members, friends, or even someone you hire or pay to get the job done. And then you want to match up the task with the appropriate person. That might surprise you to find that they actually do it better than you do. And that's okay. Don't feel embarrassed or ashamed to ask for that help that you need. We all need to do that from time to time.
Duly noted. I've got some work to do, but that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this. I learn as much with everyone that I interview as well as everyone who's listening and watching. What are some other tips to help people with time management?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, you want to take a look at how you're spending your time. How are you using your 7 days a week and your 24 hours a day? You want to make a list of responsibilities that you have and the things that you want to accomplish. Create a weekly planner, as I suggested, to map out where you're spending your time, because so many people don't even know where their time is going. So mapping it out that way is going to really give you a clear picture. You really want to take a look at what's going on and ask yourself some important questions. What do you have to do? What is it that you want to do? And can you delegate it to someone else, or can you eliminate it altogether? You want to schedule time in your day, like an appointment, to get things done. Because what I have found is people will make appointments for doctors and all those other things, but they're not making an appointment for themselves to get their tasks done. So you need to take it just as seriously. But you don't want to overschedule yourself. That's the downfall. You really want to pad your time, as I talked about before. And if it means getting up 15 minutes earlier in the morning in order to do that, then so be it. Go do it. Break down those tasks into manageable pieces and work on them consistently so that they can get done, as opposed to not doing anything at all. You're not moving forward. You want to be flexible to allow time for those emergencies that always crop up. So that padding the time is going to help you with that as well. So it's not something that you just jump into. It takes some thought and it takes some preparation to determine what it is that we need to do and how much time it's going to take us to get it done. So as I say, don't fly by the seat of your pants. Create a plan.
Wonderful. Now, are there any tips you have how we can maximize our time?
Sure. One of the tips that I find interesting is that term multitasking. And multitasking can be useful to maximize our time only if it's used properly. So in some instances, we think we're actually multitasking, but we're not. So let me give you two examples. You're paying your bills, you're balancing your checkbook, and the phone rings, and you answer the phone. Ask yourself, are you really doing two things at one time? Answer is no. You're not really fully engaged in what you're doing, and you can't completely focus on paying your bills and balancing your checkbook if you're chatting on the phone and having a conversation. Basically, what you're doing is extending the time that it's taking you to get something done. So if you added up all that time, you're actually spending a lot more time getting that task done. Another example, however, would be you put a load of laundry into the washing machine, and then you go and you pay your bills and you balance your checkbook. Now you're multitasking. Why? Because the washer's doing some of the work for you. So you're getting your laundry done, but you're also balancing your checkbook and paying your bills. So you can see where the difference lies. When you're considering how to maximize your time, consider the tasks that need to get done, and then group tasks together that can be done in a multitasking mode. And that's just one way that you can maximize your time. Another way is to use that word no. It comes up a lot. And this word's really going to help you maximize your time in ways that you never imagined if you're not used to using that term. It's going to make sure that you're spending your time on the most important things that you need to do or want to do. So we can only do so much, and we need to be selective about how we're spending our time. So remember, once the time's passed, we can never go back. So we want to use it wisely.
Well, I'm happy to report that I've got the laundry thing down. That's part of my routine, so I throw it in, do stuff, come back, so I'm happy about that. And I just love how you're talking about saying no, because that was something that was really hard for me. And if someone's listening or watching, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So I remember the first time, because I used to say yes to everything, and I was shaking and thought, oh my gosh, they're going to be so upset. And I said no. And you know what? Guess what? It went over really well. And the more I did it, the easier it became.
Yeah, and the other part of that is that when you say no, you're surprised at the response from the other person. They're actually going to take it a lot better than you thought, because right away you think that they're going to get all upset and, oh, maybe they're not going to talk to you again or whatever. But if everybody learns to do that, we all understand that we're busy and it's just maybe not a priority for us at that time.
Absolutely. So most of us have tablets or smartphones. Are there any apps that you recommend that help with time management?
Well, I did some research and there's a whole slew of them. So as time goes on, there's more and more apps being developed because we need help with saving time and getting organized. So I did some research and I have a few suggestions that I recommend, but I also recommend that you research these further because they're kind of personalized. You want to make sure that they're going to meet your needs for a particular situation, and everyone has different needs. So one that is one of the most popular ones is Evernote, and that's E-V-E-R-N-O-T-E. If you have a thought, a concept, an idea, a product, a song, a website you want to check out, like mine, or anything to save for later, you can take notes, you can do photos, you can create lists, you can record voice memos even. They're searchable from anywhere that you have access to an app, like your phone, your tablet, or other internet-connected devices. And it's free, so that makes it really cool. The second one that I like is Wunderlist, too. It's Wunderlist, number 2. And like Evernote, it's an app that lets you manage your and share your daily to-do lists. From vacations to grocery shopping lists, daily tasks, it's designed to make it really easy. And the Wunderlist 2 has some new features. And that includes reminders, recurring tasks, improved note sharing, and notifications. Details of your lists are actually automatically synced across all your devices at the same time. And again, it's free. The third one is called AnyDo, ANY.DO, in caps DO. So like the other apps that I mentioned, AnyDo is a task manager, but it's on steroids. So it's designed for daily use. It synchronizes seamlessly with the cloud. It has speech recognition features and alerts and snooze, and it lets you know if you missed a call. It's very simplistic, yet it's very full-featured and has a lot of bells and whistles. So if that's something you're looking for, that's a good option. And again, another free one. The fourth and last one that I'm recommending is Astrid Tasks. It's two separate words, A-S-T-R-I-D, Tasks, T-A-S-K-S. And this one is a combination of a task manager, a to-do list, a personal assistant, and a secretary, all rolled up into one. And it's all about making your life easier through organization. You can create reminders, lists, widgets, and it automatically synchronizes tasks via the cloud server that runs on Astrid.com, and that's free. There are some other ones as well. Some of them have small fees attached to them. Some don't. Remember the Milk, Smart Time, and Microsoft OneNote are a few examples. But again, I suggest that you find the one that works best for your needs, and then you can start managing your time and your tasks.
Excellent. Thank you. And then you gave us 4 free options, so there's no excuse, folks. You have something to choose from to get you started. Now, Audrey, sometimes life is just crazy. You have those days you're completely overwhelmed, and so someone might be listening or watching and just kind of frazzled and overcome and just like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. What would you say to them?
Well, life requires balance. That's what I say. So slow down and breathe. Take 5 or 10 minutes of me time. What's me time, most people wonder. It's an opportunity to actually regroup. So we all have those crazy busy days. I don't care how organized we are. We really can't control that. But we can't be expected to run all the time. We do need to slow down at some point. So what can you possibly do in 5 or 10 minutes? It's a pretty powerful little segment of time. You can listen to some soft music. You can enjoy a cup of tea. You can meditate. I know parents that actually go into the bathroom and close the door and sit on the toilet because it gives them some quiet time away from all the chaos that's going on. Or you can just absolutely sit there and do nothing. That's a little hard to do because our minds are usually going 500 miles an hour. But here's the thing. Your world's not going to come to an end if you don't do anything for 5 to 10 minutes. In fact, I really strive to get people to try to incorporate this into their daily living. If you have more time than 5 to 10 minutes a day, then take 15. Whatever you think that you can use in order to regroup and kind of slow yourself down. And then you want to think about, why is my day so crazy? And is there anything that I can do differently in the future to avoid feeling so frazzled? Now, as I said, some days you can and some days you can't. But if you start to find that this is like your life all the time, something's wrong. And I've certainly worked with enough clients over the years to get them to settle down and really see where their priorities lie. So however we remember to take some me time, the better off we are. We're going to be more equipped to handle our day. And so you want to evaluate how your time is being spent. And again, that magic word, no.
I love that. Well, you know what? Hopefully we've said it enough that people are going to pick up on that makes a huge difference in our management of our time. Do you have any final thoughts on time management or any questions I haven't asked that you'd like to share?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say is that you need to remember that your time is, in fact, your own. And you do have control over your own time, whether you think you do or you don't. It's a matter of implementing good time management tools and maximizing your time and productivity so it can be done. When you start to pay more attention to what it is that you want from your life, you will be able to control your environment a lot more. And that's a great time management tool for us.
Outstanding. I like to ask everyone this because you deal with organization and more than just time management. One last tip for people to eliminate clutter from any area of their life.
Focus. If you've run from one room to another in your house and trying to clutter and get it all organized, it's not going to work. If you run from one task to another and you're not getting anything done, well, the writing's on the wall. You need to focus on one area or one task at a time and actually see it to completion. The same applies to time management. Ask yourself what changes you can make to simplify or eliminate the clutter. It could be physical, it could be mental, and retain only what is truly needed.
All right, I love it. Now, Audrey, how can people find out more information about you and any other good things you'd like to share?
Okay, well, I invite you to visit my website at A Better Space. My website is at www.4abetterspace.com. So 4abetterspace.com. On there, I write a weekly blog on my site. I've been doing it since 2008. There is more information on there than you can believe. You have an opportunity to sign up. I do a free monthly newsletter called Organizing News You Can Use, so you can sign up for that. You can see some before and after pictures on my website, testimonials from clients, lots of stuff going on there. I'm also on Facebook. So you can find A Better Space on Facebook, and I post daily organizing tips. And I love the interaction with my community, so I invite everybody to do that. If you'd like to speak with me one-on-one about your particular organizing struggles, I invite you to contact me to set up a free consultation. Simply send me an email with some details about what's going on and your issues at audreycupo@forabetterspace.com. And you can mention this Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out segment so that I know that that's where we connected. And we can simply set up a time to talk that's going to fit in with your schedule.
So fantastic.
Lots of places.
That's wonderful. Thank you. With your daily tip and all that's going on, I know you have definite great time management skills, because I write a lot, not as much as that, and writing takes time, even if you're organized. I'd like to again thank today's sponsor, My Wardrobe Genius, for sponsoring us. It's an easy and affordable way to organize your clothes in your closet and make the clothing you want to wear easy to find in an organized closet when you want it. Means feeling good about what you select from your closet to wear each day. For more information, please visit allsetsolutions.com. Now, Susan Turkanian, the designer and creator of this product, is giving away a free My Wardrobe Genius to the first person that subscribes to my YouTube channel, comments on a video, and sends me an email saying, hey, I saw this on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. I want to win it. First person that does that, if you go to reawakenyourbrains.com, you'll find an easy link to my YouTube channel, and you can watch Audrey and all the other episodes there. And I want to thank Audrey today for all of her wonderful suggestions on time management. And I want everyone to go out and clear some clutter to create the life you deserve, desire, and choose.
Thanks for joining us on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You can find out more about Julie Caraccio and her services at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. We'll see you here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.